Bava Metzia, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. The first two Mishnayos in this Perek will deal with the fundamentals of the law involving Kinyan, of how to take possession or ownership of an item. After that, the Mishnayos will move on to talk about the laws of overcharging, known in Hebrew as Ona'a. This first Mishnah, though, requires a little bit of a background into the understanding of how kinyanim, how acquisitions take place. There's actually a fundamental dispute in the Gemara between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not mishicha, when somebody physically takes an item, whether or not that creates a kinyan, or really from the Torah, maos or konos, really money is kone. And we're going to explain this Mishnah based on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that most are konos, that money is kone, midah oraisa, from the Torah. However, the Rabbanan, the Chacham, came along and made a takana, they made a rule, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that mishicha is kone, that the taking physically, taking the item into your hands and drawing it away, that is kone, and money is not kone, because of a gzera, because of a decree, the concern that perhaps we're worried that the seller, if a person would not physically take possession of the item in order to be kone it, he would just make an exchange of money, and the item itself would still remain with the mocher, with the seller. We're afraid that, say, a person would, let's say, give cash for the purchase of wheat, and it's in somebody's storehouse, the seller's storehouse, and then a fire breaks out, and the seller doesn't bother doing anything about it because he says, it's not my concern, it doesn't belong to me anymore, it belongs to the fellow I sold it to. Since we don't want that to happen, we say that Mos itself is not Kona. The Rabbanan came along and said that, rather only Meshicha, only physically taking possession of it, is Kona. This Mishnah really deals with what is considered to be money? What is considered to be kesef? Now, it's interesting that the word kesef has two meanings in Hebrew. On the one hand, it means silver. On the other hand, it means money. And we're going to see in our Mishnah that really the reason we call money kesef is because the primary form of money is silver, rather, as opposed to gold or copper. And since we say that money is not kone, only mishicha, only taking physical possession, is considered to be a kinyan. So the question is, when you have two different forms of metal, you have gold coins and you have metal and you have silver coins, which of the two is considered to be an item on which you're doing mishicha, and therefore it works even in Rabbanan, even there is a kinyan, it's effective, and which is considered to be only kesef, which is considered to be only an exchange of money? So the Mishnah tells us, hazav kone es hakesef. When someone takes physical possession of gold, he is kone. Here, kone is a little strange, but the Mishnah means kone, that it requires a requirement. It obligates the buyer to pay money, pay kesef, for the zahav that has been physically taken into possession. So again, a meshicha of zahav, kone sa kesef, causes a person to have to pay money. V'hakesef eino kones hazav. But if you were to take physical possession of the silver coins, that would not obligate you to have to give the person the zav. Meaning to say, that did not create an acquisition, because as we said, kesef midrabanan, kesef is not kona. So by exchanging the silver, you have not taken ownership of the zav, of the gold. And the Mishnah continues that just as zav is considered to be the item that you're purchasing, and the silver is the item that you're using to purchase, but it's not effective, actually, as we say. It's not, it's serving as the money. By taking possession of the kesef, you're not actually in an ownership position yet of the gold, only when you physically take the gold. So also this is true with copper as well. Hanechosh es konas hakesef. If you take physical possession of copper, you are now obligated, the purchaser is obligated to pay for it now, because he is now on the owner of the nechoshes. He just owes money now to pay for the nechoshes. And the opposite, v'akesef eina konas nechoshes. But if you take physical possession of the silver coins, you are not the owner yet of the nechoshes, because kesef is not kone. You need to do meshicha on the nechoshes. The Mishnah now moves to a case where you have two different types of silver coins. Current ones that are called yafos, those are ones that are currently in use in this country, And then there are Moseros, let's say, that are no longer used in this country. They're not current anymore. So the Moseros, the bad money, the money is not current, that ends up being like the gold or like the copper in the other cases before. It's the item that you're purchasing rather than the money, even though they're both silver money. So again, Mos Haros Konos Esayafos, the bad money, when you take physical possession of it, causes you to be obligated now to pay money because you are now the owner of the Mos Haros. Vahayafos Enon Konos Esayafos, but when you take physical possession of the current silver coins, those have the status of money, and therefore money is not kona. So therefore, it doesn't. You cannot be the owner of the ra'os money, the non-current monies, unless you've actually taken possession of them. The Mishnah says, Asimon, if you have a piece of silver, but it has not been stamped with a stamp yet to make it what we call coinage. So Asimon Konas Amadbeya. So the Asimon is not considered to be the money. It's considered to be the item that's being purchased. Therefore, the Asimon, when you take physical possession of it, it causes you to have to pay for a matbea. Matbea being a coin, a silver coin that actually has the coinage on it. V'hamatbea ina kona es Asimon. But if you take physical possession of the matbea, of the coin that has coinage on it, this, you are not kona the asimon, because all you've done is taken physical possession of the money, not of the item. The Mishnah says, hametaltlin kona mes matbea, in general, any type of metaltlin, any type of portable object, if you take physical possession of that item, you have caused the matbea, the coin, to be obligated to have to pay for it now, because you've actually taken possession and ownership of the metaltlin, of the portable objects. Matbea ain't a kona as a metaltlin. But if you take physical possession of the coin, of the silver coin, of course, you're not kona any of these portable objects. These are items that are not necessarily metal. They could be any type of item. The Mishnah concludes with a different type of a kinyan, something known as chalipin, where we exchange one item for another, and it concludes with zeh klal. This is the rule. Kol metaltlin konin zeh zeh. All portable objects can be cause a kinyan one to the other, and that is to say, if I take I'm exchanging my oil for your wine. If I take your oil, automatically, I take it into possession, my wine becomes yours, if we're exchanging wine for oil. Or if I'm taking your cow and giving you my donkey. So as soon as I take physical possession of your cow, the donkey belongs to you through the kinyan of chalipin. The Tosfos Yonta brings that the Rif and the Rosh actually do not have the word zeh klal. This is the rule in the Mishnah, and that's because this is really not usually a rule, is a representation of what came before. And since this is a new halach that's being introduced, therefore, they say you should not have the girsa, you should not have the text of zeh klal in the Mishnah at all.